Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Kevin Wash, I have Ziz, I have Tracy Martin, and I have Bill Lindquist. The question I want to ask today is, what is an honest debate? Tracy, can you kick us off?
Well, thanks, Dr. Robin, for having me on your program today, and hello to everybody else. I gave some thought about the debating because we debate in, you know, we debate over what we're going to eat for dinner sometimes, and then we debate over who's going to take out the garbage. And when it comes to business, we debate over which employee to hire, and we debate over how long of a day we're going to work and which clients we need to hire. So for me, it always starts with some intuitive sense of what I really need to have accomplished, and to do it in an authentic and ethical way so that I can get my point across. And we always want to get what we want in the end, but sometimes it's a matter of a compromise in my mind. So an authentic debate would be not as intense as a college debate, but more of a authentic collaboration between two people.
Okay.
I'm feeling a bit silly now with my answer. That's a very good answer. Can I copy that?
Great answer. Maybe for Congress or Senate, maybe we could have you go there and demonstrate what an honest debate looks like. It's interesting because as you think about it, I think we're in the world in which we live now that we're not hearing both sides. Mm-hmm. We're hearing heaviness on one side, and then you're like, is that really true? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think it starts with yourself. Mm-hmm. What is it? What are the values that you adhere to? I'm all about win-win, trying to have both parties. If there is an actual debate, mm-hmm. you know, it's not a give, take. It's try to have both win-win. So that's what I think it is.
Mm. Can I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
I think for me, one of the challenges in life today is people actually listening to understand, because the most common thing is people listen to just respond. Mm-hmm. So it means that you can be in a debate, but really you're only debating with yourself, because the other person is waiting until the noise stops, and then they get back to whatever their point of perspective is. So for me, it's about approaching something with a very open mind and being prepared to understand more the other person's perspective and their point of view, and being prepared to, for 1 minute, get out of your chair and sit in their chair and see and listen to life from there. So to have an honest debate, I think the first thing you've got to do is leave your ego at the door with its ugly cousin ego and its stepsister ego. And I kind of thought, okay, how would I try to describe an honest debate in one line? And I kind of imagined two travelers walking down a road, and they come to a crossroads where neither one of them knows where to go. Mm. And through the course of their debate, they will either choose to go down a direction together, or they'll go in completely separate directions and never see each other again. But hopefully their lives will have been fulfilled and they'll be better people for whatever it was they did.
Mm.
Yeah, I think for me, I think the key word was honest. Mm. You can have a lot of debates that there's literally no honesty involved whatsoever. But if it's an honest debate, I kind of touch upon what Kevin had mentioned, and I think the others as well. I mean, to me, an honest debate, and if you boil it down to just two people, it's really making sure that, you know, you're able to provide your perspective, but there's a willingness to kind of understand the other person's perspective. And mm-hmm. It's not ultimately about I win, you lose. It's about how do you educate the individual so that they're a little better off than what they were before, because they may still want to go down, you know, using Kevin's path, as the paths diverge, one may want to go down the one path, but hopefully they're smarter, or they're better educated, or a little wiser as to that particular path. So the key word was honest. And I think as Tracy kicked us all off, I mean, it's internally, how do you view that? And then, you know, what are you trying to get out of that? Because if you're trying to be honest with yourself, it's knowing that you don't have all the answers, and therefore it's nice to have somebody else's perspective. And how does that help? Not to digress, but it's just interesting, sadly, with what's going on in the world. What's been interesting is that a lot of the younger generation of my family, they're all wanting to know, well, what's going on? They're looking for information. And I think mm-hmm. that's what a debate is about, really trying to get information out.
Yeah, I was going to make that point, that I feel like the difference between a debate and a fight is I come to the conversation with a willingness to change my mind if you bring data that's useful.
Yeah, right.
Whereas a fight, I come with, this is what I believe, and you cannot change my mind. And I think that's, for me, that's what makes the difference between a debate and a fight.
I think also one of the challenges is you know, living in Spain, the Spanish culture, when it comes to a group conversation, is everybody talks at the same time, which makes it incredibly difficult for anybody to listen. Mm. So basically, you have these very long conversations and nobody learns anything. I think sometimes I think what you said is right, Robin. You've got to be prepared to learn things, which means you've got to be prepared to stop talking and listen and understand that person's perspective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Two ears, one mouth.
Absolutely. Classic Zeus. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I also think that going into debate, there's a point in time when you realize that you assess the other situation where you think, well, they're never going to hear me. They can't listen to what I have to say. And there's never a win-lose situation. But maybe at that moment, you actually have to decide that just walking away with grace or having some sort of partition, we agree to disagree. Sometimes that's even the best place diplomatically, sure, until you can get to a better place.
I think to agree to a disagree is a huge part, because the debate isn't a battle. There doesn't have to be a winner and a loser. You can each leave with the same opinion that you came in with. However, you may have more knowledge of the other person's perspective, and you just simply do agree to disagree. And there's nothing wrong with that.
So if you find yourself in a situation where you realize you've learned everything they have to share with you and they have no desire to learn from you, how do you extricate yourself from those kind of conversations that aren't a debate? They're fighting with you.
Walk away.
Wine.
Fairly easy.
Wine. Yes, I'm with you on that one.
Although that sometimes takes it down even further. So you have to be careful just how much wine you're looking at.
So is that, am I right? And then that's the kind of the line where you realize you're in a fight, is you've learned what you can learn and they aren't listening. So you can just say, okay, we're not getting anywhere, and walk away. Is that, am I right in that assessment?
It's interesting. I think let's to be controversial, like let's use color. You know, okay. I find it interesting. You know, I would find it fascinating to talk to someone who doesn't like me based on my color. And I'd be like, tell me more about that, because I'd want to know why and how did you get there? Tell me, where did you get to this point? Yeah. You've never met me before and you have all of these biases. And so to me, I'd be exploring it. I'd be curious about it. I'm like, tell me more. Mm-hmm. So I would have an open mind to it.
That would tell me, Zeus, you're the better human being in that case. That's for sure. But I honestly think you get to a stage when you truly appreciate someone isn't listening to you. You know, there's all the external signs of active listening and engagement. And you can see the classic thing when someone's looking away, looking at their phone, or is totally uninterested when you're speaking. Then really, exactly, where's my wine? What is the point of continuing? I've got more important things to do in my life than talk to a brick wall. So why bother sharing my perspective? Because the person has absolutely no interest. And I don't want to change anybody's mind. I just want to try to give them a bit of a broader perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, part of it, the challenge is that, and it may be just how close of a person is this to you in your life. You know, if it's just someone you kind of met off the street, it's easy to kind of say, or you're at just a conference and you kind of got into the conversation, it's easy to walk away. You know, if it's someone who you've known for a long time and you don't want to lose that relationship, and yet, you know, all of a sudden you're finding yourself on different sides of a conversation, you know, it can be hard. I mean, you know, as far as you want to be open to what they say, but you know, how far do you want to push it? Which is kind of why I go back to like your point about when you talk about honesty, I mean, it really is about yourself and what do you want to know and what are you willing to kind of bring and how open are you willing to be? And, you know, it is a challenge these days. I mean, you pick a topic and chances are, sadly, we've kind of put ourselves into two different states. It's either red or blue or black or white, or it's this or that, however you want. And yet the truth is, Zeus, if you and I just kind of sat down and were chatting about life in general, and all that noise is not there, the reality is we'd probably have a wonderful conversation about anything. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of what happens. The difficulty is when you add that third person, that fourth person, that fifth person, and now all of a sudden it's nuances. And well, I didn't really. So I think that's kind of the difficulty. But I kind of go back to, it's really about you. And Tracy, you kind of kicked that off from the beginning. It's about you, the individual, and how you want to approach it.
And you do always have the right to say, I don't think that's a topic I want to discuss with you, and just leave it there. I mean, there are things with my family members where that's what I say. That is not a conversation we are going to have. And I leave it there. And so that is our 10 minutes. I'm going to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I look forward to speaking to each of you again very soon.